best part, you can be part of it. Learn how to support our Badger student athletes at thevarsitycollective.com. That's thevarsitycollective.com.
Wisconsin Badger football. There was a lot to celebrate last season, like having the number one running back for 100-yard games and the number one defensive team in the Big Ten, or crushing it with 20 consecutive bowl games. And we've been there at every step or misstep. From wrecking your knee on a touchdown to falling down during the jump around, at UW Health, we're proud to be the number one orthopedic team and the number one hospital in Wisconsin, delivering the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Buying a home? Rocket Mortgage will cover 1% of your rate for the first year at no cost to you with Inflation Buster. That's more road trips, more front row seats. Plus, if rates drop within 3 years of your home purchase, you'll get exclusive savings when you refinance with Rate Drop Advantage. Save when you buy today and refinance tomorrow. Call 833-7-ROCKET today or visit inflationbuster.com to start saving.
For fees, covered rate, like date requirements, and other terms and conditions, visit inflationbuster.com or call 1-833-7-ROCKET, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS Consumer Access. Inflationbuster.com or call 1-833-7-ROCKET, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS Consumer Access.org, number 3030.
Hey, neighbor, nice mower.
Hey, Sean Cleary. Yep, we really love it, but it takes up so much space in the garage.
I think I can help with that.
Cool. Bill's home with his giant work truck that takes up the entire driveway.
You know I can help with that. We are here for every stage of your life. Head to clearybuilding.com today.
Sean?
I can help with that.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Camp Randall Stadium going to be in the low 50s today, about 54 degrees, the opposite of what Jeff Patricus would hope for. We'll visit with him in a moment, but first, let's pause 10 seconds for a station identification. 10 for station ID. This is Wisconsin football.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
The Braylon Allen question is significant today.
Well, he certainly is not going to be 100%. I'm guessing if he plays, he'll be on a pitch count. I'm sure he will play. If he's banged up, obviously, with the shoulder and the ankle, because he did not return after suffering the ankle injury. And when we talked to him on Monday, he said he's going to spend a lot of time during the week rehab because he wants to get his body ready. So, but the advantage that Wisconsin has this year that it didn't have because he had a knee injury that he played through last year when these teams met, you did not have Ches Malusi in that game. You did not have Isaac Grendel in that game. Allen had to still carry the bulk of the times, and was clearly not effective. So even if he's less than 100%, you still have two other options to go to.
Let me take you to the quarterback position and give a little review. It's been uneven for Graham Mertz this year, but your view of what the quarterback has done in this season?
He's got better numbers than he had last year. But if I'm a coach, I still
anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Your bumper to bumper auto parts store is part of a network of more than 300 family-owned stores and are locally run by some of your own friends and neighbors. Every day, we work hard to provide you with all the automotive aftermarket parts and accessories you'll ever need. Name brands, too, like Champion, Seafoam, Wix, Lucas, Mobil, and more. The auto parts you need at the value you've come to expect. So thanks again for shopping locally at Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sauce.
On waivers, now 29 years old, the former first-round pick out of Wisconsin, the eighth-year pro, was having a down season. The bad offense in Denver, Gordon, had just 300. This last Sunday, it's T.J. Edwards was busy again chasing down Jonathan Taylor. Taylor went for 24 carries, 84 yards, and a score, and three catches for 10 yards, but it was Edwards and the Eagles that won the game. Edwards finished with 10 tackles, six of them solo, two TFLs as the Eagles improved to 9-1. Philadelphia will be host to the Green Bay Packers tomorrow night. Pittsburgh's T.J. Watt had a half a sack and six tackles in the Steelers' loss to Cincinnati. Arizona's J.J. Watt had a single tackle and a pass defended in the Cardinals' blowout loss to San Francisco. Coming up next, we'll visit with Matt LePay and check around the Big Ten Conference. There is a big game going on right now. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond. We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
The holiday shopping season is in full swing, and we've got you covered with lots of gift ideas at your local Bumper to Bumper auto parts store. Find all you need for your car or truck, plus lots of other neat ideas for the whole family. All in stock, all specially priced for the ideas for the whole family. All in stock, all specially priced for the holidays. And if you have someone on your list that's just too hard to buy for, then stop in and buy a bumper.
generations of cheesemaking. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Hey, it's Kristen Bry from As Goes Wisconsin, which is now a radio show. That's right, I'm taking the same fun and uncomplicated approach to talking about state and local news to the airwaves. Starting July 5th, me and my friends from all parts of the state and all different backgrounds will break down the Wisconsin headlines in a way that informs, entertains, and hopefully makes you laugh. Tune in to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 2 on 101 FM The Shaw and WAUK 540 AM.
Begin with trying to play from behind is a big ask, and I guess the way the West is, it still, I guess, wouldn't shock me if Iowa still got in. Now, they would need both Purdue and Illinois to lose. Stranger things have happened, but that's a disappointment for the Hawkeyes. I mean, they looked like they were rolling there at the right time, but hey, credit Nebraska. It's been a tough year again for that program, and those kids played extremely hard for Mickey Joseph. They've got their new coach in place now in Matt Rhule. We talked about it, Mike, last week was with Wisconsin, and that hopefully you can look back at that game if you're a Badger and say that's where things started to turn around. Well, maybe the Huskers are thinking the same thing. With their coach in place now, they get a win against their rival against Iowa. Maybe they're thinking that is a turning point for what they're trying to do.
The scenarios at play both will kick at 2:30. For the West, it is Purdue at Indiana, and it is Illinois at Northwestern. Purdue wins, they go to Wisdom said if this game gets to be a shootout, and it is, that Michigan's ill-equipped to keep up with Ohio State. But in the first half, they've kept up with Ohio State.
Yeah, it's been Michigan getting a couple of big plays offensively. Now, Ohio State is known to be a pretty good second-half team. I'll still hold true that Ohio State will win this game convincingly, but as I have said, I've been wrong before. But I'll still stick with it. I think Michigan is a really, really good team. I just think Ohio State has that much more talent.
Let me give you one more piece on that, because a lot of people will look at this nationally. If the game is close when it finishes, what's the loser look like from a playoff standpoint?
Well, I think the loser looks like it where brand helps. I still have a hard time thinking that both would go. But to me, Michigan, if it plays close and loses on the road, it would be better for Michigan than it would be for Ohio State to lose close at home. The schedule for Ohio State that Notre Dame win looks a lot better at the beginning of the season. Michigan did not really challenge itself at all out of conference. It was a soft schedule. You know, you look at these contending teams vying for those four spots, and their strength of schedule is not good. But I'd be lying if I didn't say brand matters, and you've got TCU lurking. We'll see what happens with USC and Notre Dame tonight. Whoever loses, you're going to need a little bit of chaos. But, again, I think unlikely, but I think if Michigan continues to hang close, it might sneak in.
Let's play this game just for a moment. When we get to 12 teams, these games are going to be looked at differently because both of these teams would be in it, be for seeding. Penn State would be playing a really meaningful game today at 11th in the country, and if they win at home against Michigan State, you know, I mean, the 12-team deal creates a much different look at this final Saturday.
It does. You're playing for home field, perhaps, or a bye if you're a top four. Otherwise, if you're, you know, a 5, 6, 7, 8 team, you're going to get home field for that first round game. I think these rivalry games will always have great meaning, including the one in front. Rivalry games will always have great meaning, including the one in front of us today. There's not a division title on the line, but there is a genuine distaste for one another. And I on the college stage are probably better equipped than non-athletes to deal with, quote, adversity, or what we define as adversity. But, yeah, I think you're spot on with this. I think these guys, through no fault of theirs, you know, really, I mean, they'll take responsibility for not playing well enough and it being a coaching change, but other things that have happened well beyond their control, and they've had to press forward on a big stage. And what they do gets evaluated by many people, qualified and unqualified. But I think moving forward, what most of us would define as a tough day, they would laugh at. So I give all these guys all the credit in the world for being able to at least be bowl eligible. And if they win today, they could look back and say, you know what, it wasn't exactly what we wanted, but look what this group had to fight through to earn a nicer bowl bid as possible, to get the axe back if they can. They've dealt with more than most.
Number one priority. I know that my truck has huge blind spots. That's why I remember to check my mirrors often for smaller vehicles. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All right, a couple of notes on my way out before Matt and Mike take over. By the way, Michigan just scored again, so they've retaken the lead in Columbus on the opening drive of the second half. The Badgers have tallied 44 TFLs. That's 7.3 per game since Jim Leonard was named the interim head coach on October the 2nd. Wisconsin has totaled 28 TFLs over the last three games. That ranks second of the Big Ten and fourth in the nation in TFLs during the month of November. Also, Wisconsin and Minnesota. Today, if Wisconsin wins, they increase their lead in the series by two games. If Minnesota wins, the series will be all even again on the 132nd matchup between these two. Weather will not be a factor for the first time in a month of Wisconsin football. So Matt LePay, Mike Lucas will take over next. Thanks for listening. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Rail Transport's a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of home daily driving jobs, earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey Badger fans, heard about the Varsity Collective yet? The Varsity Collective was created by Wisconsin alumni with three goals. First, to help Badger student athletes maximize their name, image, and likeness opportunities in college and beyond. Second, to support Badger student athletes in the classroom and life through our mentorship program. And third, to facilitate charitable partnerships throughout the Badger community. The best part, you can be part of it. Learn how to support our Badger student athletes at thevarsitycollective.com. That's thevarsitycollective.com.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 54. Winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tonight 32. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 41. Overcast Monday with highs in the low 40s. Chance for mixed precipitation Tuesday.
For Civic Media,
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 53.
Is brought to you by DeKalb Brand Corn. Winning has roots. Perform at your best with DeKalb Brand Corn. Case IH. Enter the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Favic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger Pregame Show.
Here in Madison, Camp Randall Stadium, the sights for the regular season finale. And who better to play than your arch rival as the Badgers and Minnesota Golden Gophers get set to renew the longest ongoing rivalry in major college football. A razor's edge series through the years. 62 wins for the Badgers, 61 for the Gophers. 8 ties back when you had such things in college football. Mike, I was talking with Jim Leonard earlier this week, and he said this absolutely needs to be the final game of the season. We'll find out how schedules get juggled when the league gets bigger in a couple of years, but he's someone who, like Paul Christ, embraces tradition, and it's a game that has great meaning to him, and he is all for keeping this at the end of the season.
No doubt about it. And I listened to you and Mike Heller talking a little bit about the new age of college football once we get to a 12-team playoff. I don't believe it will have any impact on Minnesota, Wisconsin, or some of those. They're saying, I know the pundits, some of the pundits are saying, well, it'll make more games meaningless at the end of the year.
Not rivalry games.
No, I don't buy it.
Nope.
The Gophers versus the Badgers will not be affected whatsoever if one or the other or both are still vying for a playoff spot. It just doesn't work that way.
No, that's the difference between the college game maybe and the NFL. One of many differences is that in a lot of ways your season is largely defined on how you do against your rivals. You take, for instance, Ohio State, Michigan. Ohio State won 11 games, won the Rose Bowl, but they view it as a bad year because they lost to their rival. And they didn't get to the playoff, the college football playoff. I think that will always stay the same. It'll be different. It will feel different, I think, in terms of the big picture magnitude of these games. But college football is still, I think, very provincial in nature. And this rivalry, Wisconsin-Minnesota, always means a lot.
About 90 minutes ago, maybe less than that, P.J. Fleck brought his whole team out to the Wisconsin W in the middle of the field. They were all in their sweats, and they had the axe. And Fleck spoke for about 3-4 minutes. Just a little motivation for his players. Kind of unique, but probably just impressing upon them how important it is to keep that axe in Minneapolis. But those are the types of things you see in college football.
Yeah, good photo op, too, I'm sure. So, right, thinking about it, that's what it's all about. Badgers last year up in Minneapolis, fans stormed the field. They played jump around. Wisconsin players very aware of that. We'll see what intangibles are worth, but that's something they did remember from last November up in the Twin Cities. Kickoff set for 2:35 Central Time. The Badgers and the Gophers. Stay with us. The scouting report's coming up next. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
If Big Ten football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM Big Ten Radio is where you need to be. We're talking conference and team previews, live games, news and analysis from experts like Anthony Herron, Bobby Carpenter, Jake Butt, Matt McLaurin, and Ben Hartsock. Coaches shows, championship specials, and more. More. Get inside Big Ten football like nowhere else. Feed your fandom on the SiriusXM app. Stay up to date anywhere you go. Just download the app to start streaming.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Black Friday is here at Menards, and we've got the perfect present for your loved ones. Get your projects done with a wet-dry shop vacuum from Masterforce. You can get it for the low price of only $54.99. Give your floors a deep clean and get a Hoover Power Scrub Carpet Extractor. Save $90 instantly and get it for only $149. Hurry into Menards this Black Friday for more great deals. Doors open at 6 a.m. Black Friday.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Badgers fans, it's time to gear up for the season, so let's do it right. Jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more. Shields has everything you need to show your Wisconsin pride. Visit our fan shop online or in-store for the biggest and best brands in the game. You'll find the right gear to level up your team spirit with all the essentials for your pregame parking lot party. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Whether you compete on the court, at the track, on the field, or in the fields, winning isn't just a goal. It's a mindset shaped, honed, and defined throughout the season. That's why farmers pushing themselves to be the best plant DeKalb brand corn. Wherever you compete, winning has roots. Perform at your best with DeKalb. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Badgers and the Gophers this afternoon at Barry Alvarez Field at Camp Randall Stadium. The battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. Let's check the scouting report. Check out this Minnesota offense. It runs the ball a lot. It's about 70-30. Run to pass, and Mike, they've been without their veteran quarterback Tanner Morgan. He will be down today, and a young guy, very athletic young man by the name of Ethan Kaliakmanis, will be taking over at quarterback. They say he can throw it. He hasn't thrown it a ton, and I guess why would you? Because Muhammad Ibrahim is one of the best running backs in the country.
You just wonder, at what point does Ibrahim start to show some of the wear from all the carries? I mean, it's Ron Dane-like as far as giving him the rock and then forgetting about the other aspects of the offense. He's carried the Gophers. He's very special, a very special tailback. I wonder, too, P.J. Fleck took some criticism this week in Minneapolis for being a little bit too conservative with Kaliakmanis as far as throwing the ball. So I just have a feeling that Fleck will respond to that, react to that. Of course, we'll never admit to that. And maybe they'll throw a little bit more because he's a type of player, type of quarterback, a four-star recruit who can extend plays with his feet.
Yep.
And he can throw from different platforms.
Yeah, the exact kind of quarterback that Jim Leonard has openly admitted causes defenses, his defense, and most defenses really trouble. In fairness to the Gophers with their passing game, they've been without their top receiver since September. Early in the year, Chris Ottman-Bell went out with a season-ending injury. Yet Daniel Jackson has stepped up. Michael Brown Stevens, a good receiver. And the tight end, Brevin Spann Ford, leads the team in catches with 33. It is a huge offensive line. And the tight ends are 270. I start thinking back in the day with Wisconsin, guys like Dag Retzlaff and John Sigmund. I mean, that's the kind of size that that position group alone has, it seems, for Minnesota.
And the thing about the Gophers O-line this year is that their five starters in the opener have started every game together. Yeah. Continuity, what's that feel like? Go ask Bob Bostad.
Yeah.
He'd probably shake his head at you knowing that the lack of continuity has been a factor throughout the season with the offensive front.
Eight different combinations for the Badgers in the offensive line, but they should have the same five in this game as they had last week. That rarest of occasions for the Badgers, the same five tackle-to-tackle fivesome from 1 week to the next. What can get lost in all of this with Minnesota? The ball control offense, they're a ball hogging team, is their defense statistically is top 10 material nationally. They're very hard to run on. Joe Rossi's done a terrific job coordinating that defense. Mariano Sorry-Marin, their middle linebacker, is the anchor, but their safeties, Tyler Newbin, Jordan Howden, those are names you'll likely hear a lot. Again, at every level, Mike, it seems the Gophers have been very solid.
Yeah, what really stood out to me just watching some tape of Minnesota is the safety play, which you just mentioned, with Newbin and Howden. Newbin's got four picks. Howden's got a couple of picks. And then the two corners. Justin Wally turned around last year's game with his interception on Wisconsin's first possession of the third quarter. He just wanted it a little bit more than Kendrick Pryor. And it just, like I said, reverse the momentum for Minnesota. The other corner is pretty good, too, Terrell Smith.
Yep, they've been very, very good for this Gophers team. Let's get to the home field advantage presented by Fetch Rewards. This week, we'll take a look at something that Jim Leonard has talked about with this Gophers offense. Their third down conversion rate is 54%. That is the best in the Big Ten, third best nationally, and a big reason for that is they win first down quite a bit, and they win second down quite a bit. So they get a lot of third and shorts. They milk the clock. So you always want to keep teams off schedule, but, Mike, especially this Minnesota offense, you've got to get them into some third and longs
and
here today.
Matt, maybe more so, too, with an inexperienced quarterback. There are some things that Jim Leonard can do with his defense to force him to make some decisions that he's not ready yet to make because of that lack of experience.
All right, the Fetch app gives Badger fans a home field advantage. Every time you shop and dine, turn any receipt into points you can redeem for tons of popular gift cards. It's America's favorite way to save. Built right here in Madison. Download Fetch today. Stay with us. Our Coles pregame show continues with our player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers. As today we'll visit with Badgers offensive lineman Michael Fertney. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
If Big Ten football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM Big Ten Radio is where you need to be. We're talking conference and team previews, live games, news and analysis from experts like Anthony Herron, Bobby Carpenter, Jake Butt, Matt McLaurin, and Ben Hartsock. Coaches shows, championship specials, and more. More. Get inside Big Ten football like nowhere else. Feed your fandom on the SiriusXM app. Stay up to date anywhere you go. Just download the app to start streaming.
Hey friends, Mott and Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents, ready when you are.
From Dane to Bull.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Ho, 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 ho! Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Senior out of Milan, Michigan, getting back into the starting lineup this season. He had started a couple of games in the last 2 years, the Duke's Mayo Bowl, as well as a game against Iowa last season. More of a regular in the lineup this year, as regular as you get. The only guy who's gone wire to wire is Joe Tippmann this season, the Badgers center. But that offensive line was helping pave the way. Badgers were moving the ball on the ground last week. It was a frustrating first three quarters, the inability to get into the end zone, but they broke through in the fourth quarter with those two touchdowns to erase what was an 11-point deficit and give Wisconsin a one-point win against Nebraska. That closing drive, well, the Badgers were a yard and a half from the goal line. That was close enough, as Fertney and company wanted that quarterback sneak, and their wish was granted.
I was honestly just so excited we got that call. I was on the field telling Tippmann, and I was like, dude, they just need to call us a sneak. We can do it. Like, we got this. Like, we have them on their back foot right now. The way we're playing, I was like, we can do this. Little I know that Bortolini sprinted off the field and went right up to coach and told him to call the sneak and said, call this. And he's like, we'll get you a touchdown. I promise you that. Like, and we were talking, no communication, anything. And I think that's just something right there is like, it was kind of like, I think when we did it and we were going through, luckily enough for me, I had to pick out the shade, and I was able to see Graham sneak in right to my left. So luckily enough, I knew right away that it was going to be in. So I was already juiced up the minute I got up. So.
Red, it's, you know, get out in space and all that, but you always hear people say that that situation is the game in its purest form. Mm-hmm. It's you big dudes up front against their big dudes. I would imagine as an offensive lineman, those are the kind of moments, because this wasn't about half a yard away, this was a yard and a half. There was a little bit of space to cover for this, but you probably live for those kind of moments, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm one of those guys that physicality is my favorite part of the game, so when you're out there, I mean, they know exactly what's coming. I mean, we cut down our splits. I mean, there's no other play where every single old lineman has a half-foot splits. I mean, especially when we've been doing foot-and-a-half splits all game. You see us cut them down. Graham's right up there. We have eye formation. I mean, they know exactly what's coming. We know what we're doing. And it's just kind of one of those things that, like, it's you telling the defense, hey, we think we can just go right up the middle and run you guys over. And, I mean, it's... And they're going to think, hey, no, you can't. So, like you said, it's really that pure form of football where everybody, especially O-linemen, if you like that physicality, which I hope as O-linemen you do, that's what you dream of.
I would hope that you guys as a group have gotten the respect from the people who matter the most, because it's been, what, 8 different combinations now starting games in the first 11, and you guys have persevered through that. You stayed ready. You know, you've been in, now you're back in there, obviously, at right guard. Take some pride in what you guys have had to, you know, to deal with the injuries and everything else, what you've had to overcome to get yourself into this situation.
Well, I mean, we do, but at the same time, I think with kind of the adversity as a team that we've felt this year, it kind of puts in perspective how small some things are, and how as much as certain things are tough. You still got to look at it from the perspective of I'm still playing football, and regardless of any situation, you always got to play to be ready. I think that's the mindset everybody has. So, like I said, in the grand scheme of things, it is tough, but I think with the adversity we've gone through as a team this year has helped put in perspective of less so that woe is me feeling, and more so just we got to play football and go out and play football well.
Yeah, this year in period, you're one of the 15, right? You're going to take the senior day, all that goes with it. I was talking to Coach Leonard about that. He says it hits everybody different. His personal experience, it even hit him a little more than he thought in the moment. Well, what do you think that's going to be like for you coming out of the tunnel?
I've always been a person that everybody always tells me I deal with with emotions weird. I can see it as one of those things that hits me late. I definitely think it'll be something that hits me hard, just because this has been something. I'm 22 now, and it's been my life for a little under, I guess, 25% of my life. So when you're kind of closing that page and you're in the book, it's going to hit hard regardless. So I think it's going to be one of those things that I wake up the next morning and I kind of feel. But as you know, Coach Leonard said, you never really know how you're going to feel until you're in the moment and you're out there surrounded with all the guys you showed up with. And, you know, you're out there with your family. And I don't know, it's kind of one of those things you got to wait till you be in the moment for.
I would think, and again, I talked with your coach about this too, that you guys, you mentioned this year what you guys have had to push through, but I think your class, your group of 15, I mean, you think, you know, 2 years ago, COVID, and off again, on again, season, you guys have dealt with a lot. Yeah. You feel like that whatever lies ahead for you moving forward, you're going to be more prepared maybe than most senior classes, you know, this year. Obviously, the last couple of years they've dealt with it. You feel like you're prepared for whatever might come your way after Wisconsin?
It's one of those sayings. It's smooth seas never made skilled sailors. And I never asked for anything easy. My second year, I posted a thing on my wall every single day. I walk out of my bedroom and I walk out and I'd see it. And it said, it was this quote by this guy who was born with a birth defect, blah, blah, blah. Long story. But a general saying was, a life without adversity is a life I don't want to live. Just because a life without challenges, I mean, what's the point, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that's just kind of the mindset a lot of us have had. We've had to go through one thing after the next. And I just think we just keep continuing to grow from it.
And that is Badgers senior offensive lineman Michael Fertney, one of 15 Badgers with their final appearances, seniors here making their final Camp Randall Stadium appearance this afternoon. And that is this week's player profile. Stay with us. Coming up next, we'll have our Badger notebook. We're back in a couple. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier. We're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
At Evans Transportation, the Badgers' offense is our inspiration. While the red and white are grinding out yards and punishing defenses, EdChain meets. If you're a Wisconsin company looking for a money-saving end-to-end transportation management partner, contact Evans today at evanstrans.com. Go Badgers from Evans in Delafield and keep moving forward.
So what's in your future? High school graduation, a career change, returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. We are the 10,000 strong Wisconsin men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. World-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Explore your future with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers, Local 139. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Information. Fabic Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Quick injury update. If you're just checking us out, Braylon Allen outs, unavailable here today. Right leg injury keeps Braylon Allen out of this regular season finale against Minnesota. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Our Coles pregame show continues. Time now for our Badger Notebook, and we thought we would use today's segment to cross-promote. A lot of good stuff going on in the world of UW athletics, and we'll start with the Badger volleyball team. Winners and still Big Ten champions. A four-peat now for Coach Kelly Sheffield's program as the Badgers last night went on the road and in front of a sellout crowd in Lincoln. Wisconsin took down Nebraska in four sets. A 17-match winning streak going now for the Badgers as they are once again Big Ten champions. They stay on the road tonight. A 6 o'clock start time as Wisconsin plays at Ohio State. You can catch that game locally on 1070 AM in Madison. The Badger men's basketball team on its way back
from the Bahamas after winning two out of three in the battle for Atlantis, including yesterday's 64-59 thriller against USC. Chucky Hepburn, who had been struggling offensively in the early portion of the season, snapped out of it in a big way yesterday with 17 points. He hit three threes in the first half and came up with that steal and game-sealing bucket in the closing seconds to help Wisconsin to that five-point win. Tyler Wall was big down there in the tournament, as was Connor Asijan. More and more people now very much aware of this freshman out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Greg Gard's team will be on the home floor Tuesday night, an 8 o'clock tip against Wake Forest, part of the Big Ten AC.